Welcome everyone to the Zion Mennonite Church Candlelight Service. My name is Zach Stefanuk, and I am the pastor here at the church. Whether you are a regular attender, visiting family, this may be a tradition for you, or perhaps this is your first time here, you are welcome. We are here today to remember the Christ child through musical talents of every age and through the spoken word. Let us join our voices together as we praise our Heavenly Father and the greatest gift which was ever given to this world, Jesus Christ. Please join me in this opening prayer. Dear Lord, on this holy night, we gather to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. As we come together with family and friends, may our hearts be filled with joy and gratitude. Thank you for the gift of salvation and the love that you have shown us through Jesus. Bless this time of fellowship and worship. Amen.
He did not wait till the world was ready, till men and nations were at peace. He came when the heavens were unsteady and prisoners cried out for release. He did not wait for the perfect time. He came when the need was deep and great. He dined with the sinners, and all their grime, turned water into wine. He did not wait. Till hearts were pure and joy, he came to a tarnished world of sin and doubt. To a world like ours of anguish, shame, he came, and his light would not go out. He came to a world which did not mesh, to heal its tangles, shield its scorn. In the mystery of the Word made flesh, the Maker of the stars was born. We cannot wait till the world is sane, to raise our songs with joyful voice, for to share our grief, to touch our pain. He came with love. Rejoice, rejoice.
This is our chance to sing. sing together. So if you take that bigger blue book, hymnal, and we'll turn to the song, "While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night." I meant King of Bond, didn't I? And that's 195. Okay, we'll stay seated.
He will reign over the house of Jesus. see, since I am a virgin. The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy, and he will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus to all the world that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
So while the choir is standing, I'll just explain this one Spanish word. This is a team effort here. Alegría. Alegría means joy and pleasure. And the choir keeps repeating that. So it's actually Spanish, but we're singing most of it in English.
Slowly unto Bethlehem.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Come on, Lord, and be made.
is another chance for us to sing together. Let our gladness have no end. Am I wrong again? Okay, all right. Angels we have heard on high, 197.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Which may not be up above the sky. If, in love for friend and stranger, we embrace the contents of the manger.
We have now come to the part of the service where we get to sing many songs that are very familiar to many of us all together. And we will be holding our candles while we are doing this. So to make sure we are all on the same page, I have some instructions for everyone. So, like I said, everyone should have a candle. They were sitting in the back when we came in. So there will be four designated candlelighters walking up the aisles. And they're going to light the first candle of every pew. And then once your candle is lit, you are going to hold it upright for the remainder of the service. So if you are sitting next to someone who has a lit candle, but your candle is unlit, your job is to tilt the unlit candle like so over the lit candle, and henceforth, no wax dripping. So then, we will sing all of our hymns together, ending with Silent Night. And at the end of Silent Night, you can blow out your candle and keep it upright while the wax dries. Then I will do the closing prayer with the postlude to follow. That is all the instructions. So now, I invite Grace to play our candle lighting song. May you all go from here being blessed by the greatest gift, Jesus Christ, knowing that you are beloved and that you too are a gift to this world. Go in the peace and love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you everyone for coming, and have a very Merry Christmas.